Hey, so it's April 4th. It's the 50th anniversary of the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And don't really have anything to say other than to acknowledge it. I'm not dedicating this episode to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. because that would be disrespectful, I feel like. Like, oh, let me dedicate this podcast to a civil rights legend that was killed. It seems trite. Is that the right word? Yeah. So I would, if this was on the level of if this was the Joe Rogan pod, if I was number one podcast or whatever, then I would do it. But since I am not even close to, this is the worst podcast on the internet, so it doesn't deserve to be. I'm going to start promoting it, though. I'm transitioning out of talking about Martin Luther King and talking about the podcast now. So I'm bad at talking. I shouldn't have a podcast, but I do. And I'm going to start, I want to start promoting it. Because I feel like it's not good, but hey, what the fuck? You're listening. You like it, right? Maybe you don't. If you don't, fine. Keep listening. If that's like, you're like, oh, this podcast is so bad, I keep listening to it, but I hate it. Hey, glad to have you. Welcome to the family. You don't have to like being here. Maybe you don't want to suggest it to your friend. Fair enough. But if you do like it, tell a friend. Say, I like this podcast. It's fucking weird. I don't know why I like it. Or maybe you know why. You could tell him why. You could tell him or her or gender non-binary friend, them. I think that's where we're at. Him, her, or them. And that, or multiple people. Tell a whole group that you enjoy the podcast. And this is a thing you could do too, is maybe go do a rating, write a nice little review on iTunes. A lot of you have done that, and I appreciate it. But I haven't checked lately to see if there's new ones, but I do check periodically, and I'm always thankful for everybody, doing that. I guess I'll look at the news. Let's see. Oh, there was that fucking YouTube thing yesterday. There was a shooter at YouTube. You know, I felt bad, like, because I was watching YouTube while that was going on. I'm like, I understand I'm not, like, they're not doing anything at the YouTube main office to allow me to watch YouTube, I don't think. But I felt like maybe I should not, stop watching YouTube while there's a thing going on over there. Does that make sense? See, the story that they were saying was this woman was there to shoot her boyfriend. She shot her boyfriend and she killed herself. Then they're saying she was mad at YouTube. I don't know. But it is, it's scary that people are just jumping right to shooting when you're mad at somebody. You should yell at them. Maybe throw liquid. Not hot liquid. Lukewarm. Room temperature liquid. Water. Not bodily fluids. Just some room temperature water. Throw that in their face. If you're really mad. Because that, it's unpleasant, but even if they have a big something to go to after work, that'll dry. You didn't stain anything. Unless they're wearing suede. If they're wearing suede, don't throw water. You probably shouldn't throw water anyway. I'm just saying that's the height of physical attack, would be the throwing of water. I've had it happen to me. Well, drinks. I said something. I don't even remember what I said. I said something to a woman once, and it was not. It was like a friend of mine, and she threw a drink at me. It wasn't sexual. I was mad at her about something, and I said that she was a bad person, in effect. But I forget how I worded it. But it was in front of a lot of people, so it was very embarrassing. But it was fine. We became friends again later. But yeah, having a drink thrown at you, but I'm saying water so it doesn't stain, doesn't mean that it's embarrassing because you're standing there wet. People laugh at it because they know you didn't get hurt, and nothing really. You really, it's that's how I think should be the height of conflict. I know that might, was that beta to not want to punch? Not that I don't want to punch, but we can't live in that world where people are punching. I lived in that world as a child. People punched and it was, you know, it doesn't get anything accomplished. You ever get into a fight? I've gotten into so many fights. And after the fight's over, still don't like each other, and there, whatever you, it's not like you say, okay, well, you're right now. You still are like, oh, now I hate you for punching me and for the original thing. And they're like, well, I still hate your face. So I guess what I'm saying is, don't shoot people. I think we could all agree on that, right? That's beyond the gun control. Just say, don't shoot people. I don't know if we get everybody to agree on that. Some people will be like, but I really want to. All right, I guess then fucking do it. What are you going to do? A woman said an Ancestry.com DNA test told her she had a different father. Her parents' fertility doctor. Oh, shit. This is a fucking... this is the best marketing Ancestry.com could get, I think. Doesn't it? Because there's... like, I would never pay for that. 23andMe or Ancestry... like, the spit and the... it's like $100 or whatever. I don't even know what... because... I know I'm just going to get, oh, here's a bunch of white shit. And here's like 2% of something else. 2%. My brother did it, so I know. Unless my parents' fertility doctor is my actual father. But they didn't have a fertility doctor, to my knowledge. And my brother did it, and it's like, it was like 98%. English, Irish, Western European, and then it was like 2% African or 3% African, which I would think would just be higher out of like the, we're all from Africa, I thought, but 2%. Apparently, whoever I descended from in Africa left there in a real hurry, like right away, and went to Europe. I don't know how it works out, but now I want to check to make sure my dad's my dad, because that would be fun to find out I had a different dad, although I look a lot like my dad, so that's probably highly unlikely. And New Jersey cops search a man's anus and genitals for weed during a traffic stop. Go the speed limit in Jersey, man. That's all I could tell you. because those state troopers are brutal. They will. I've had them search my car for no fucking reason, but never gone up my asshole or touched my genitals. But they'll search your shit. Those state troopers, they wear those funny hats. I don't know why they wear those ranger hats, like they're in the forest. They're just sitting on the turnpike in a car. But yeah, be safe, New Jersey. They're looking for you. I'll see you fucks tomorrow. We love you.